Today, we are talking with Caitlin Kennedy and Jocelyn Schmidtke, who are members of the MCW FFA program. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah, really good.
So I understand that you went to the national convention that was recently just happening. What exactly is the national convention for FFA people? Is it like going to state playoffs for football? Is this the big deal for you guys?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Half of the people there are actually competing in a CDE or an LDE, like a competition. And then the other half, which is us this year, just go for fun to be around other FFA people and do the FFA things, I suppose.
So where was the location of this for this year?
Indianapolis, and it's there. It has been there for the past as long as I know. So, and it will be there at least for the next 10 years. So
what would you say is kind of like, as soon as you walk into the doors, like what would be like the first thing you notice as far as like, I'm at an FFA convention? Is it like, you just see this giant massive combine, like just sitting there? Is it maybe somebody's got like some farm animals? You're just like, yep, that smells like some pigs. Like we know we're here, right?
Right as you walk in, there are big FFA letters, but then like the thing you see the most is just everyone there is wearing official dress. So there's blue jackets everywhere you can look.
And do you have blue jackets of your own, or how does somebody get the blue jacket?
So you can either buy them, or there are like scholarships out there. There's a program where you can apply, and then most of the time you get a free one. That's how I got my jacket. And
yeah, that's how I got mine too.
So what does the jacket symbolize? Just the fact that you're in it, like that's your member badge essentially?
Yeah, the jacket is really important because it shows what, like, you're part of the FFA. Anybody who's in FFA, if they see that, they're going to know that's what it is. And it has the emblem of the FFA on it. It says your name if you want it to. I think everybody does. So
what is it that you do at these conventions? You said that you kind of go around and watch people compete. What are some competitions that are there?
So they have like every competition that we have in the FFA. So like, I know one that we had our school go to last year was horse judging. So that would be like a really big one. They have career like competitions too, where people do like public speaking and stuff like that. So they had like, we didn't go to it, but they have like singing competition for the talent competition for FFA, and you can go watch that one. And so yeah, that's cool.
So is this the first one that you've ever been to?
Yeah.
So seeing now that what's there, what would be something that you would maybe like to get involved in? Would you want to go be a horse judge? Would you want to go do whatever competition there is?
So most of the competitions are actually like, they're private, so like you can't really like go in and watch them besides like the talent. But there is a big like career expo, and so there's just like a bunch of colleges are there and a lot of job places. And you can just go around and you can like talk to all these people. So you can just kind of decide, like, it's really helpful for colleges. And there's just a lot of like, there's a lot of careers that you don't even know about that are there. So that's really cool to see.
So it's a big networking thing.
Right.
Okay. As far as what you kind of saw from the convention, what would you say is one thing you could take away from it? Like, what is maybe a special memory that you have now that you've been to there?
My favorite thing was talking to so many different people from all across the U.S., like so many different people. There was people from every 50 states and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So there were so many different people there talking to them. And that was just really cool to see.
Yeah, and to add on to that, like, as soon as you walk in, the environment is just so friendly. Like, you can just tell everyone is there because they want to be and because they actually care about it. And, like, we talked to so many people, and they were all so nice and, like, supportive of each other. So that was really cool to see.
Is there something that you could learn from maybe another state's chapter of FFA, like what they could do maybe to help improve your guys' chapter, or possibly maybe just say, hey, we're now going to work with the Iowa chapter and go do some things, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did ride the bus with a bunch of chapters in our area. So that was cool. Like, we got to see that way. And we did talk about things on the bus, like what our chapter does versus what their chapter does. So we talked to another chapter. I can't remember what it was. I think it was Westbrook. And they don't do the corn drive. And I don't know if Jackson does it either. But we get the most money every year from the corn drive. And we go around and we ask farmers if we can have one of their trucks and get the money for their corn. And they were saying that their chapter is like in debt. And I was like, you guys should really do a corn drive. We get like a lot of money from that every year. And we have enough money to do stuff. So, yeah.
Besides fundraisers, what are some other things that you would say is kind of unique to your chapter here?
We do a lot for the community. Like, we do a lot of service projects. Almost every one of our, like, get-togethers, I don't know what you would call it, events, we do a service project there, and that's like part of the thing, you know, before you get to do the fun activity and eat and stuff, we do a service project, so.
And how would somebody go about joining FFA? Would they necessarily have to talk to you guys, or can they just kind of show up to a meeting one day and just kind of learn as how everything goes?
Well, you could probably show up to a meeting, but there is like a form we have to fill out. So talking to like one of our ag teachers, they have like all of the like the forms to join and everything. But yeah, if you just show up to a meeting, we'll get you the forms and stuff to join. Yeah, so
I think the big question would be if somebody's not interested in doing farming or anything ag, but they still want to be a part of FFA, is there things that they can do that isn't farming related?
Definitely. I think that the biggest thing you learn from FFA, like even farming, it's more than that, is leadership, genuinely. And also, like she said, like it's so welcoming and stuff too. So you will network with people and make a lot of friends, and you will learn to be a really good leader. Everyone in FFA that I can think of is a really good leader. So,
and aside from going to the convention, what are some things that maybe you did for fun, right? You got to go up there and have some fun, right?
We did go to the rodeo, and that was really fun. That was really cool, and there's a lot of cool people there. So,
all right, tell us more about the rodeo. Did you by chance partake in the rodeo or the little mechanical bull outside?
No. I wish there was one. Yes. I was hoping there was, but there wasn't. But it's okay. It was just really fun. You know, the rodeo clowns are always pretty fun to watch, and all of the. I don't know. I've never been to a rodeo before, so that was pretty cool to see.
There was like bull riders, and they did horse stuff too, but everybody was excited to see the bull riders, so that was pretty cool. But it was scary. I thought they were going to die, but it was good. It was fun.
So now that you have seen everything that kind of FFA has to offer with the, you know, the big convention, are you excited to go again?
Yeah, I would definitely go again.
Yeah, I would. I would recommend it to everyone. That's definitely by far my favorite thing I've ever done in FFA.
Yeah, me too.
So then when you go back for the second time, what would be something that you would want to do differently, knowing kind of what's already there and available?
Well, we didn't. I will say we didn't. We only went to two of the sessions, which is like everybody at the national convention goes to the stadium, like Lucas Oil Stadium, and listens to the speakers. We didn't do a lot of that. And sometimes those can be boring, but I will say just since we didn't do it, I would definitely try to go to more of those. And yeah, that's really the only thing I would change.
Yeah.
Do you have any like crazy stories? Like, is there something that just kind of crazily happened at the convention?
I don't know. We did not spend as much time in the career expo as we wanted to, I think, because we got cut off. So
you got cut off.
Yeah, we had to leave. So, but we were having a lot of fun in there.
Well,
but,
good. Okay. Yeah. And that was Caitlin Kennedy and Jocelyn Schmidtke of the Martin County West FFA program. We thank them for stopping by the station and providing us with a bunch of insight as to what happened at the FFA convention that they just went to.